Welcome to the Digital Off-Ramp, brought to you by TruckerPhoto.com. I'm Tom Wiles. The controversy between Dave Weiner and Adam Curry has been kicked up a notch recently by inflammatory comments directly from Weiner. Why should he be the arbiter of what's cool in podcasting, asks Weiner. Weiner also faulted Ron Blum, writing on his blog, "I don't take professional gigs because of people like Ron Blum, people who don't practice the art, who only think about how to make money off it. I don't object to making money, hardly, but I do object to only being concerned about making money." In a recent podcast of his own, Weiner also said, "It makes me angry when somebody comes into a little garden that we created out of our excitement, out of enthusiasm, and says, I'm just going to take over that. Now I'm going to be the guy who decides what is good and what belongs on the airwaves. Huh? Last time I checked, no one has a monopoly on podcasting or the internet. Podcasts are an extension of web pages. Certainly there are large companies that have a huge web presence, Yahoo and Google to name just two. The animosity all seems to be on the side of Weiner." Here's a clip from a recent Adam Curry interview with Peter Day of the BBC.
It's the person who closes the circle who actually, well, he says makes a lot of money, but it could just be enables the thing to take off, right?
I hadn't actually heard that, but that is exactly what happened.
The 5% closure of the circle, so all the invention is in place, apart from this one vital component that suddenly makes it very user-friendly.
Yes, and it's a beautiful way of explaining exactly what happened. And, of course, there's a lot of animosity because the guy who did the 5% gets all the attention, which is unfair, but that's life, I guess.
In my opinion, Weiner is angry because Adam Curry is getting all of the press. Adam Curry has charisma and charm. Dave Weiner seems to have just wine. Would you like some cheese to go with that wine, Dave? Email me at tom@truckerphoto.com. I'm Tom Wiles.